Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and, you know, and your title with City Bonfires.
I'm Chris McCaslin, co-owner of City Bonfires.
And I'm Michael Opalski, co-owner of City Bonfires.
And I wanted to talk to you guys. This is really cool. Not only a cool local angle, because you're both, you know, from and live in Maryland, but, you know, it's just a really cool entrepreneurial type story of finding a way to survive this whole pandemic and make, you know, lemonade out of lemons, all that good stuff. Let's move a little bit chronologically. So before even the idea of City Bonfires came about, where, you know, remind our listeners what industry you each worked in, because it was stuff that really got hit by the pandemic.
I was in the ticketing live entertainment business. So I sold tickets to sports and theater and concerts, you know, around the country, a little bit into Canada and in Europe. But, you know, as you would imagine, that went to zero.
And Michael?
And then I handled, I worked for a recycling company, a manufacturer of some equipment that handled cardboard recycling. And I handled some accounts nationally. Had like a team of five salespeople that were working for and with me.
And you guys also both, you know, worked in the restaurant industry too, right? Like, remind our listeners, like, when this pandemic hit, how that affected your restaurant business, and remind them which restaurants, because I'm sure that our listeners have been there.
Sure. Yeah, it was quite the crazy time. So I have a percentage of the Quincy's South Bar and Grill in North Bethesda, across from the old White Flint. And then recently in January, we opened another location called Quincy's Potomac in the Potomac Shopping Center, Park Potomac Shopping Center, right off 270. So it's been quite the experience over the last year and a half or so now that we've been involved with this, and especially opening a restaurant during this time. But at the beginning, you know, it's almost like we're used to it now and we're just rolling with the punches. But at the beginning, looking back and just like looking at pictures on my phone and, you know, figuring out what we were going to do with the outside seating and the tent. And it was just really crazy. But, you know, thank God we've gotten through a lot of that time. You know, the government helped out restaurants a good bit. So that helped. And, you know, we've got a great staff and, you know, getting people in there. So it's going really well now.
I was selling to national brands, so I was mobile a pretty good amount of time monthly, you know, around the country to the physical spots, and I feel like it came to a kind of a screeching halt, you know, like, you know, when the stuff started, you know, everybody got nervous and nobody went out, and that like kind of trickled to nobody going to restaurants, and then, you know, the restaurants weren't spending money, and it all happened so fast is what surprised me. You know, I would have thought there would have been a different lead time, but it kind of knocked the wind out of me from a professional standpoint, and I think we were just trying to gather ourselves and kind of, you know, Chris and I, luckily enough, were able to meet and come together, but we were kind of looking for direction, right? We all needed to figure out how to move because we couldn't sit still, right? Life continues.
That's a perfect way to explain it, about the breath getting knocked out. No pun intended. And it was almost the sudden, you know, the abruptness of it. It felt like the plug just got pulled on. I mean, man, you guys are working in restaurants and entertainment or events industry. I'm sitting here trying to cover entertainment. All of us are like, there's nothing going on. All of a sudden, audiences and crowds just stopped. And the everyone was left to try to figure out what the heck we're going to do. So that's where the genius spark of the idea comes in for you guys. So tell me when the idea came about for City Bonfires. You know, you're sitting there, this pandemic hits, your entire business models of your day jobs is just completely turned upside down. And which one of you guys turns to the other one and says, aha?
it was a little bit more organic initially. So Chris was just, he just got busy right away trying to figure some stuff out. He was researching online about the drop shipping and the things that were available there, because that was something that might work. And so, you know, we were all just out of our houses a little bit more. So him and I started a friendship and we're talking about it. And I was like, go for it. I was like, you're going to learn something there that, you know, you can't learn any other way than doing. And so that's kind of, from my perception, how him and I started.
Yeah, we live right across the street from each other. So before COVID happened, you know, Michael was out, you know, throughout the country a good bit of the time. So we never really knew each other. You know, we gave each other the head nod, you know, every so often when we see each other getting the trash, you know, whatever it may be. But when COVID first came, the kids were outside every day. I have a 5-year-old son. He has two kids. And they were outside playing every day. So we were forced to, you know, talk and hang out, and it turned out really nice. And then we just talked and talked, and before you know it, we had a pretty good idea.
So then let's go into the idea. I mean, I think that's great that COVID sort of brought you two together, because in a way it made a lot of folks, you said you guys just did head nods across the street, but then, you know, then once the pandemic hits, everyone sort of looks more inward, and it's your closest family, friends, or in your case, you know, neighbor across the street. Did you guys do some bonfires during those early days, and that helped spark the idea? Or take me into the actual invention of the actual device.
You're exactly right. We were playing so much with the kids outside. You know, at the beginning, we didn't know whether to go in people's houses or not. So it was all those kind of outdoor activities, and we were using bonfires. You know, we were making bonfires in the backyard. And, you know, doing s'mores with the kids every other night, and just trying to do different things outside to entertain the kids and play without being able to go to a game or whatever it may be. And we just got to talking. And like Michael said, I was researching different stuff to sell, and we were doing the fire pits. And, you know, back supply chains were so screwed up and things were selling out and hard to get. So I just started kind of doing some research on fire pits and different things that we could make. That's really what sparked it.
Yeah, and there was a weird, like, when I reflect now and look back at it, there was a underlying nervous energy, right? Because you don't really have control of what's going on when something big like this occurs. And so all I could do was control my time and my mind, what I was putting it into. And so this kind of, it was a nice, in a weird way, a relief. It was a place to put all that energy. And so we were hanging out. We were having a great time. And we were just looking into it, and we really wanted something where we had limited control of the supply chain, right? So everything was fairly local and American made, if we could. And so we were able to, because we had time to look into it and find those things. So we're really excited that people enjoy the product. It's sometimes we had to pinch ourselves. It's been a fun experience.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Cool. Well, describe the actual device itself, and I know we're a radio station, so paint a visual picture, you know, the actual dimensions, the actual materials, you know what I mean? What is it made of? When our listeners, if one of these things shows up in the mail, if they buy one of those, because let's face it, after this, they're going to all want to buy one. So when they open that package, what does it consist of?
So the City Bonfire is a 4-inch in diameter, 2-inch in depth can that's filled with soy wax. And then it has organic material inside of it that we use as the wick, and it comes with a top. And so you can just light the briquettes that are in it, and it'll burn. And what's fun about it is the entire surface burns as compared to like a normal candle where just that singular wick burns. But also what was great about what we came up with is it's so small, it's about the size of your palm, so it can be taken places easily, right? It can be fit into bags. It can be in a, you know, anything from a bug out back to a woman's purse. It burns for about 4 hours total. You can get multiple uses out of it. So if you burn it for 45 minutes, slide the top over to snuff it out, you should be able to get the remaining 3 hours at a later time.
So it fits in the palm of your hand. I'm trying to relate. It's almost like a can of dip size, right? It's like a little.
No, bigger than that.
Like the big size of tuna. Not the little tuna can, but the next one up.
Okay. The big tuna can. All right, cool. Well, and then you said it's like little non-toxic soy wax inside. Is it like four little cubes, it looks like?
Yeah, there's four paper briquettes that are in there that you light that are laid within the soy wax.
Okay, cool. And then how long do those typically burn? Because you're saying, you know, it lights the whole thing on like a candle. It burns. Like, so how often, I guess, would you need to, you know, replace it with a new one?
Yeah, so they burn from 3 to 4 hours. Like Michael was saying, you can reuse it over and over, you know, with a total time of up to 4 hours. So you could light it for this is the best part. is the, you know, the kids want s'mores after dinner at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you want, the kids want s'mores for dessert. You want to do something different. You pop outside, you light these within 2-3 minutes. The thing, you know, is really, flaming well. You do your s'mores, you throw the top back over it. In 8 minutes, you got your s'mores and your fire's out. You know, try going outside and lighting a fire pit, and then, you know, then you're up till 2 a.m. making sure that the embers aren't blowing around and it's all, you know, gone out. That's what Michael and I were doing at the, you know, last May and June and July. We're staying up all night and making sure that, you know, the houses didn't go. So that was another benefit of it.
It's really been interesting seeing through Instagram and the response we get from people. I mean, people are using them to go outside and have an evening glass of wine, you know, on their porch, and then they put it out and they use it multiple times, so they get, you know, like a week or two's use out of it. So it's really been interesting to see what we came up with and then how people are using it. They're teaching us a little too.
A lot.
For sure. Yeah, it sounds like the benefit and the cool aspect of this is not only in the startup, but the cleanup. You know, you don't have to be out there trying to get a big bonfire lit, and you don't have to stay up all night making sure, you know, it doesn't light the house on fire. You can just start it up and put it out pretty quickly. That sounds like the benefit of it.
It's convenient, right? It just makes the experience convenient and easy to handle, and it doesn't overwhelm anyone.
How much does the sucker smoke? Like, I guess my question is it like a candle where some people will light it inside for like ambiance, or is it more intended for like out on the porch or backyard or something?
We definitely suggest to use it outside. You know, we wouldn't want anybody using it in their house. The can does, especially if you burn it, through the 3-4 hours, the can gets extremely hot. It needs to be on a non-burnable fireproof surface, like a brick or like a cinder block, put it on. So it's definitely not for indoor use. You want to be outside, but not outside, you know, 100 feet from your house. You know, you could do it, you know, in a safe spot, you know, on your patio, whatever it may be. It doesn't have to be, you know, like a real bonfire. You want to be in a safe space with a non-burnable surface.
Yeah, and it's not scented. It's not like a candle from that standpoint. But the benefit of using the wax is that you also, you know, you don't get smoke all over your clothes, and there's not a bunch of smoke coming up off of it, because it is a candle. So that's the little bit of benefit that helps with the convenience aspect of it.
All right. So you hear that, folks. It's portable. So, but make sure you have it on a brick or a cinder block. You don't want it, like, don't sit it on your wood deck or on your table or something. Just put something under it, right?
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Gotcha. How well does it toast the marshmallows? I mean, it's a mini bonfire, but I assume you don't need mini sticks and mini marshmallows. Like, you can actually use real, you can write a full, it'll toast a full size marshmallow, right?
Yeah. You don't have to be a Smurf, you know. No, it's a great fire. You'll be very impressed with it, and it can roast any size marshmallow. The marshmallows that currently come in our bags, melts great. They're 1.5 to 2-inch marshmallows, so they're going well.
We've seen again, you know, just the response. I've learned so much about s'mores. People put Kit Kats in them. People put Reese cups in them. There's a thing called, I think, a s'moreo, where they open an Oreo and put the marshmallow in it. I mean, my mind has been expanded as far as what kind of marshmallowy snacks you can make with this.
Yeah, I saw people drizzling peanut butter, you know, onto the s'more. Lots of crazy stuff.
Some more of what? You're killing me, Smalls.
They do chocolate. They do raspberry flavor. People get crazy.
That's funny. I love it. You mentioned that it comes with a couple marshmallows. So what comes in the kit? Does it come with little sticks and marshmallows?
So on our website, citybonfires.com, there's a few different ways that you could buy it. We sell the bonfire can individually by itself, as many as you'd like. Obviously there's a price breaks as you buy more as you go up. And then we also sell a s'mores night pack that comes with the s'mores kit, which includes s'mores for 4 people and skewers and a lighter. And then we sell a family pack, which is essentially double everything of that s'mores night pack for a larger family. But even the smallest pack is enough to make 4 s'mores. And they're good-sized s'mores, too. So even the smallest pack is good for four people.
And I think people have been sending them because we're seeing the response as gifts.
Yeah, big time.
And especially during COVID where you could share like an experience with people rather than just a gift. I think that that really helped us out, you know, because everybody kind of like sitting around a fire making s'mores.
Absolutely. We've done a big amount of like corporate gifts for companies where we take their logo and we make a sticker that goes on our can with the company's logo. And then our information is still on the very outside, like the safety warning and whatnot. But a company can give that to their employees with the company's logo on it. So that's been a real big part of our business as well.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, not to sound too much like, you know, I'm interviewing you on Shark Tank or something, but how has the sales gone from the beginning? If I don't know if you have any stats at your fingertips, but, you know, for my journalistic purposes of peppering some numbers in the article, you know, like, do you guys have any, you know, quick ballpark numbers of, you know, what you started sales-wise and where you're at today?
We've sold over 350,000 cans at this point.
Yeah. Nice. And it ramped up. Our first sale was August 15th last year, and it ramped up pretty solid, as you can imagine, towards the holiday season. And then it stayed pretty steady. I think, this is clearly Chris and I's full-time thing. This isn't the side business we were developing originally.
Yeah.
Wait, so that's a good point. So that's a good question you bring up. So you say this is a full-time thing now. Are you guys, have you taken a step back from the restaurant thing? Or are you kind of doing both irons in the fire, pun intended?
this is, for me, 90% of my time is spent doing the bonfires. We, like I said at the beginning of the call, we have some really, really great guys and gals working for us at the Quincy's location. So luckily for me, I don't have to be as involved in there. I love going in there, you know, and hanging, but, you know, we have a great team. So that helps me a lot to be able to get to spend time on the city bonfires.
And for me, this is my full-time thing. I mean, it's really, it's got a lot of the things I need personally, as far as like problem solving. We continue to build it out and look for additional accessories and things that we can, you know, align with it appropriately. And so it's what we do every day.
So you're talking about you keeping trying to think of new ways to use it and new things to add. What run down really quick a list of, if our listeners pick up one of these things, the different places they can use it, you know, backyard, camping trips, blah, blah, blah. Like run through all the different possible uses of this.
I mean, people use them at the beach. People use them, you know, I see a lot of pictures of people taking hikes and lighting them there. The surprising stuff to us was the like use of like in bug out bags, because the way wax holds that it can last for a long time. Dinner, you know.
Also, you know, restaurants have bought them to use. Remember when people were doing like the bubbles on the sidewalk last summer and fall, and when or even through the winter?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you forget with how much time has gone by.
I still see some of those tents.
Yeah. So, like, you know, restaurants would make hotels. We sold you a boatload of hotels.
Yeah,
that kind of brings that little cozy vibe, you know, to the ambiance outside.
Yeah, and it's like 4 inches, so it's like the palm of your hand. So you can take it anywhere, and with the ability to put it out anywhere outdoors is kind of the right place, in my opinion.
Great. Well, I mean, I have plenty to use. Is there anything else you guys want to add about it? You know, before we run, I mean, how have your families been enjoying it? I know you guys both have kids. Were they like, "Dad, this is cool"?
Yeah, it was fun the other night. I forgot today's when on Monday night after dinner, my son was like, "I really want s'mores," and it was like it played perfectly. And I was like, "Well, we got you. Let's do it." And we went out there, and it was so quick and easy. And my wife was like, "This was so brilliant." It was just like a kind of hit me how easy and cool it is.
My kids have voiced to me that they weren't. Now they've told me that my travel schedule before wasn't something they liked, and so they've plenty of times mentioned that they like this job for me better, and that they get to see me more. It's really been fun. They were integral in the development. All of the kids, even including some of the other kids in the neighborhood, you know, because they were our test market when we were making prototypes of different sizes. They were the ones, you know, making s'mores every time. So it's really, I think it's been great. It's kind of made us the opportunities made us reassess our path. And, I like this path
in life.
Yeah, so, exactly. That,
yeah. In all of everything we do, COVID it's changed everything for everybody and then opened up so many new windows and kind of got you out of the daily grind, you know, and I'm thankful for that.
Definitely.
I love to hear that, guys. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's probably the case for a lot of people. And, you know, it's been a dark and scary and deadly and tragic time and all that stuff. But, like, I love seeing these stories where some good actually came out of it. Like, you guys would have never – you would have just stayed in the grind of your regular job and me too and just everybody. And this has sort of forced everybody to just take a step back and reevaluate and find new ways to charge forward. I mean, you guys are entrepreneur geniuses here, so congrats.
Well,
just take it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
All right, cool. Hey, thanks for joining us, guys. Chris McCaslin and Mike. What's your last name, Mike? Mike Opolsky. Thanks so much for doing this. And I want you guys to do me one favor. Every time you guys light one of these things, I want you to nod to each other like you used to do across the street.
Right on, dude. That's a good call.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, cool. Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Jason. Take care.
All right, later.